What's going on, guys? It's your boy, John the Liquidator, coming back with another video. So it looked like the Indiana Fever just landed a big-time player to help add some depth to their front court. Guys, for this one here, we got to go all the way up to Indy. Let's get it. Let's go. Last week when Katie Lou was pretty much let go, that the Indiana Fever was up to something dealing with free agency. Now, I'm here to tell you, they definitely made a move. This time it was in the front court. And they have signed none other than Breonna Turner from the Chicago Sky to come join this basketball team. The news just broke about an hour ago, kind of breaking everything down. Let's jump right into this story right now because this is great for them. To, you know what I'm saying, get some much needed depth. And just like I've been telling y'all, man, plug and play pieces. These are the pieces that Stephanie White and Amber Cox is going after. They're going after ready elite talent, kind of, you know, they know their responsibility. They know what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? They don't really have to do a whole lot of coaching like that, teaching, plug and play pieces, and women that are going to come in and make immediate impact. That's what you want to see from this basketball team. That's what you see from elite teams across the league, is that these are people coming in and making immediate impact. Now, Chloe Peterson was one who actually broke this door. She said Breonna Turner has signed with the Indiana Fever per the WNBA transition page. Some depth for the Fever front court. Breonna Turner signed a contract with the Fever. Somebody said, so does this mean it's not a training camp? Somebody said, yes. It's basics from, it means she signed for more than the veteran minimum, and it will hit the cap preseason. She stated, we do not know the specific terms, so it will still be unprotected contract. It'll be an unprotected contract. So as of right now, this is definitely, she is signed, sealed, and delivered on the team. She said, who she played for again? I believe she played for Chicago. Somebody said, with what money? I kept telling y'all, man, they got the money, bro. Like, why y'all think they ain't got no money, bro? Somebody said my head is still spinning and all the rest. Whoa, welcome to the Fever, Breonna. Somebody said, Indiana Fever, did your players ask you to protect the locker room? I hope it is in her contract and stay off of social media. Somebody said, do they even have the money for another player? I believe they still got money for maybe one more player. LOL, great Sky. Yep, she coming over to us from the Sky, which we're going to get into her stats and all that in a minute. Now, she's a 6'3" power forward who could also play center in a small lineup or if Boston and Dances get in foul trouble. First team all of WNBA defensive team in 20 and 21. That's it. Those are facts. I read some of her stats before I made the video just kind of get an understanding, but those are facts, what they just said about her. Somebody said, oh, okay, I want to see these transition terms for sure. Somebody said, I don't understand this move. All righty, let's see here. So that was the post from Chloe Patterson. I think I read all the comments. Let me double check. Yep, I did. So let's pull up some of her basketball stuff here. Pull up some of her basketball stuff and get right to the action, man. So Breonna Turner, she actually played with Angel Reese in the Chicago Sky. She's 6'3", 170 pounds. She is a forward. She was drafted back in 2019, first round pick. She was the 11th pick for the Atlanta Dream. And let's see here some of her stats. She played a total of 26 minutes in 2023. She only played 9 minutes last year. She averaged 3.5 points a game. She's definitely a depth piece here. 1.2 points per game last year. She played with Phoenix for quite a while. 2019, she had 15 minutes, averaged 27 minutes in 2020. 2021, 31 minutes. 2023, 33 minutes. I just wonder, is her stats low from last year because of the coaching situation? Because we know Chicago was just in a bunch of mayhem dealing with Angel and Teresa. You know, they were stop padding allegedly, and things were just off. So I just wonder if these numbers just kind of off. So in 2019, she had 117 points. In 2020, she had 159. 21, 249. 22, 151, 23, 140, and 33. That's a drastic drop from 23 to 24. Drastic drop in points. She was literally averaging like 120 points a season, basically. And then last year, it just dropped drastically. Hell, she was getting 250 rebounds. She had 250 rebounds in 2023. She had 321. Yeah, bro. Like, I don't think they knew how to use her. I don't think they knew how to use her when she was with Chicago. Yeah, man. That just looks spooky in itself. But it is great to see that the front office is still making roster changes to beef up this team and make sure – you know what I'm saying? They're doing everything in their due diligence to make sure Caitlin Clark and the team has enough pieces to make a run for a championship this season. Now, something else came out as well. That is Jaylen Brown actually making a little video. Let me see here. Let's go here. Jaylen Brown made a video, I think, yesterday. Shout out to Damster. Damster actually dominated double-double. Helped her team get a win in Turkey. She had 21 points, 12 rebounds. She definitely exploded there. Had a heart that. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's see what she had to say. Start this thing over.
Hey, Fever fans. It's Jaylen Brown. I just want to say that I'm super excited to be joining the Indiana family, and I can't wait to be surrounded by great players and even better people. Let's get it. Hey, Fever fans. It's Jaylen Brown. I just want to say that I'm super excited.
So that's what she said earlier to the yesterday to Indiana Fever fans, Jaylen Brown. So I'm guessing now she's on the that training camp contract thing that the league has. So as of right now, that's her current situation with the team. And we have to that was something that I came across here. Let me see. Some shout out to my boy Ethan Booby Feaster, phenomenal football player. Just want to throw that in there. That's the homeboy. Okay, this right here. So this is the current lineup for the Indiana Fever. This is the current roster as of right now. As y'all can see, it is nasty, bro. I can't even lie to you. Somebody said, who is stopping this roster? We got to look and see what they saying down in the comments section, bro. Somebody said we have them ranked as the third behind New York and Minnesota. That's the same thing I said earlier in my video. Now, somebody had them ranked as Odd Makers had the Fever ranked as fourth. No, they should be ranked as third, bro. Championship-type roster. Somebody said, did you get hacked? The Mystics. Somebody said they built a super team for old girl. There won't be any valid excuses for losses. A half-court chuck shot. Yeah, haters. Liberty, the Sparks. Haters. No one. This is a super team. Exactly, bro. This is a super team. The Fever cast space issue might. Bro, we got enough money for these people. And like what people fail to realize, these are one-year contracts. A lot of these players are going to get moved around next year. Then we're going to get new pieces to come. Next year, team really going to be the team. This is almost like a rental situation. Like some of these players are just here on rental. Like I don't know if Sydney Clawson going to stay. Players like that, Juana Bonner, she's kind of up in age. We don't know if she's going to stay. But at the end of the day, it's lit. Get down in the comments section. Let me know your thoughts about this. Keep them bells on because you want to know why, man? Because I'm going to bring you the news. And until next time out, shake the haters off. I'm out of here. Peace out. Shake the